Today's daf is Horios Daf Zayin. Yesterday we finished the first parak of Maseches Horios. Today we are beginning the second parak of Maseches Horios. The first parak of Maseches Horios was parak Horu Beis Din. It was all about the parhel and davar shel tzibur when Beis Din issues an erroneous psak. And the Rove of the Tzibor, or the Rove of the Chevet, we went through all the Shitas, followed that Psak, and therefore do an Avera. So we pointed out the difference between Yechidim doing an Avera, where they bring a Karban Chatas, versus the Tzibor doing an Avera based on the Psak of Beis Din, where they would bring a Parhan Davar Shel Tzibor. Now we shift focus, and we are going to talk about, this parak is called Torah Kohen Mashiach. We're going to talk about a Kohen Gadol who gives a Psak, and he follows the psak that he has his own halachas. He also has a halacha that he brings a par. So there are several halachas in regards to the Kohen Mashiach. In the pasuk, Vayikra Perek Dalid, pasuk Gimel says, "Im a Kohen Mashiach yachtala ashmas ha'am vihikrivis chataso asher chata." Par ben bakar tamim lechatas. If the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen HaMashiach is what we call him, the Kohen Gadol does an Avera la Ashmas Ha'am, and the Gemara is going to have to darshin what exactly that phrase means, that it's done la Ashmas Ha'am, he brings a chatas, but his chatas is a par ben bakar. And the Medrash darshins, Mashiach, you might think that's a reference to the Melech, that's what the Pasuk has to say, HaKohen. It says Kohen, you might think it therefore includes even Merubah Begadim, even someone who became the Kohen Gadol just by wearing the big day kahuna, rather than someone who actually had the Shemana Mishcha, someone who was actually Mashuach as the Kohen Gadol. That's why it says HaMashiach. So Dafka, the Kohen HaMashiach, brings a par, but if a person is a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, is the former Kohen Gadol, or he's Merubah Begadim, or he's the Mashuach Melchama, he's not the regular Kohen Gadol, he's only the one that rallies up the troops for war, so he's not the one that brings the par. And the Shita of Rabbi Meir, however, is that even a Merubah Begadim brings the par. So that's the basic halach of par Kohen Mashiach. In addition to that, a Kohen Mashiach is not chayv a korban unless it's done behelim davar v'shigigas maisa. It needs to be done that he gives a psak hora, he gives a psak halacha hora v'shogeg that it's mutter to do this, and that's the helim davar. And then he does the avera because of that hora'ah. He does the avera as a result of his own mistake. Meaning, and that has to be that the avera is done because of his own hora'ah. That since he mistakenly thought that it's mutter to do, that's why he's doing it. But if he just did the avera b'shogeg, and it wasn't related to his own hora'ah, the shogeg, the fact that it was b'shogeg was not related to his own hora'ah, that the Gemara is going to discuss. Pasha pshat, the regular case of the par kohen mashuach, is he does the aver b'shogeg as a result of his hora'ah. It was a shigas maisa, where without shogeg, without a hora'ah rather, if he just never issued a psak about this, if he just did an aver b'shogeg, like a regular person does an aver b'shogeg, then he would not bring the par on davar shel tzibur. He's not chayiv anything. In that case, he'd be totally pater, which is also an interesting halacha. One would think regular yachid in that situation, when they just do an aver b'shogeg, brings a karban chatos, a kisva o'si'ira, but he's not chayiv anything. The Gemara is going to darshan that from the phrase la'am ha'aretz. Third halacha, we're going to see, we'll just lay out all the halachas to begin with. Third halacha is that the Kohen Mashiach needs to be a chacham mufla. If he's not a chacham mufla, his hora'ah doesn't count as hora'ah, and then he can't be chayiv a par. It has to be based on a hora'ah. It's only called a hora'ah if he's a tremendous chacham. Exactly what mufla means is a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Not for now, we'll get to that later today. Number four, in all the mitzvos, for all the mitzvos that he's mechuyevin, he brings a par, but Avodah Zarah, in regards to Avodah Zarah, Mashiach has the din of a tzibur, and he brings a seir Avodah Kochavim. So in regards to Avodah Zarah, just like we saw that when it came to the par on davar shel tzibur, if the tzibur violated Avodah Zarah, it's not a par, they bring a seir for Avodah Zarah, so too the Kohen Mashiach also has similar din. Halacha number five, the hora'ah has to be similar to the parah on davar shel tzibur, has to be levatel mitzvos or lekayim mitzvos. It can't be that his hora'ah was that there's no such thing as nida in the Torah, there's no such thing as Shabbos in the Torah. It has to be a detail within one of those other areas of halacha. Halacha number six, the hora'ah has to be something that the tzedukim are not moded to. It has to be about something that's not mufurish in the Torah, very similar to parah on davar shel tzibur that we already learned. Number seven, the halacha has to be hara'a b'fnei atzmo. It has to be that he's paskening, when we see this in the Mishnah today, that he's paskening on his own. But if he's paskens together with Beis Din, he does not bring his own personal karban, rather he achieves kapara together with Beis Din. That's the Mishnah that we're going to see later today. We darshan that from al-chataso asher chata, that it has to be asher chata, that he personally did the avera, but not an avera that he based on hara'a that was not his own personal hara'a, but was a hara'a that was shared with Beis Din. And finally, it has to be that he does the avera when he is mimuna, when he is appointed as a kohen gadol. But if he sinned before the minui or after the minui, if he sinned before he became a kohen gadol or after he was no longer the kohen gadol, then he has the din of a regular hedyot. He doesn't have any special dinim. That's going to be in the Mishnah and Daf Yud. Those are the basic halachos of the Parkoy Mashiach. Now let's see all the details and how we derive all those halachos. So says the Mishnah, Hara Kohen Mashiach La'atzmo, if the Kohen Mashiach gives a hara'a for himself, he issues a psak halacha, shogeg, and it was a shogeg that he made a mistake in it, va'asa shogeg, and then he does the avera b'shogeg again, assuming that his hara'a was correct, that's how he did the avera, mevi par, so he has a special din of par Kohen Mashiach, he brings a par, he doesn't bring a regular kisvo si'ira kavan chatas. Shogeg vasa mezid, mezid vasa shogeg, potter. But if you did the avera, if you did the psak b'shogeg and then the avera b'mezid, or he did the psak b'mezid and the avera b'shogeg, so in those situations he's going to be potter. Shahora as koin mashiach la'atzmo, koraz bezin l'tzibor, because it has the same dinim as the paralim davish l'tzibor, which we just got finished discussing, which we just got through discussing. That just like by the paralim davish l'tzibor, it has to be that the Beis Din issued a psak b'shogeg and the people did the avera b'shogeg. Same is true by the par koin mashiach. Now in this idea of mezid va'asa shogeg, so it's tzaruch bir a little bit. How could it be that his maisa's b'shogeg, if he gave a psak halacha b'mezid, that it's mutter? Meaning, what does it mean b'mezid? He gave a psak, an erroneous psak halacha, that something's mutter. It means he really knew it was aser. B'mezid means he really knew it was aser, and he said anyway it was mutter. He issued a psak halacha that it's mutter. So then what's shaykh that when he goes and he does it, it's b'shogeg? He doesn't realize that it's aser. All of a sudden he forgot. He forgot that it's aser. What happened? So the Rama also asks that since he was morib and mazed that it's mutter to do this, by definition, that which he does is not considered a shogeg. Because you're not a shogeg unless the situation is, the definition of shogeg is, if someone were to tell you, you would cease from doing it. You would stop doing it. But over here, he b'mezid issued a psak to go against the halacha. So if someone were to tell him, even if he was shogeg on some level, if someone were to tell him, he would not refrain from doing the act. He would continue to do the act. So there are three approaches that the Rishonim take to this Gemara. The Tosa Rash implies that he is potter from a karban over here because of this, because that's not called a shogeg at all. Meaning mezid vasa shogeg, the reason why he doesn't bring a karban at all, and he doesn't. We say that if he's mezid vasa shogeg, he doesn't bring like an individual's karban chatas. He doesn't bring karban at all, specifically because it's not called a shogeg. I mean, that's exactly the point, that you're right. It's not called a shogeg. It's just not a situation of par koin Mashiach either, but it's not really defined as a shogeg, and that's why he's not chayav a karbon in that situation. Rabbeinu Chanan, however, explains that we're talking about a guy gave a hora'a, the kohen gadol gave a hora'a, that it's mutter to eat chelev. And then afterwards, he tried to eat shuman, he tried to eat kosher fats, and he made a mistake and he ate chelev. So the avera that he did, the maisa that he did, was actually b'shogeg. And any other Jew who would do that same maisa, trying to eat shuman and accidentally eating chelev, would bring a regular karban chatos for this. But the kohen Mashiach is not chayiv, since his shogeg, in order for him to be chayiv, has to be behelam davar. His shogeg has to be based on an erroneous hara'ah. And over here, a shogeg erroneous hara'ah. And over here, his erroneous hara'ah was bemazed. So he gets off on a technicality. But that's the case. The case is that he issued a hara'ah bemazed. He said something that he knew full well was chaylev. He paskined it was kosher. And then he goes out, he tries to eat shuman, and it turns out that it was really chaylev. The third approach is that of the Ramah. The Ramah explains that we're speaking about a case that he was hora heter b'mezid mitam sheino nachon. He was mora heter about something b'mezid for a totally incorrect reason. And then at the time that he was doing the Avera, he forgot, and he thought that his hora'ah was for a good reason, meaning at the time that he gave the hora'ah, his cheshbon was totally off. He knew that he was incorrect. That at the time that he was doing the Avera, he had already convinced himself that his incorrect logic was actually correct. And therefore he was doing it based on his own hora'ah, but it's because at this time he actually thought that his logic was correct. So at the time that he was doing the Avera, if someone would have told him that his hora'ah was, if he would have known, if he would have realized that his hora'ah was b'mezid, he would have refrained from doing the Avera. And therefore it is considered a shogeg. You have to assume a total change of mindset for the person. That's what the Ramah assumes, a complete change of mindset. Now it's interesting, Tosos over here on the bottom of the page, Tosos asks, by shogeg vos, Tosos asks that it's not shaykh klal that you're going to have shogeg without a hora'ah b'shogeg, because meaning it's not shaykh klal that the kohen is going to have asiyah b'shogeg without a hora'ah b'shogeg, because when the kohen mashiach makes the hora'ah for himself, so when he does the ma'aseh b'shogeg, the etzem asiyah is a hora'ah. Meaning by definition, when he does something, the whole point is the hora'ah of the kohen mashiach is not a hora'ah for klal Yisrael, it's a hora'ah for himself. So when he does something, aren't we all poskim for ourselves every time we do something? Meaning, isn't that what he's doing? When he does, he's poskening. By doing, he's poskening for himself. So if he's doing the Aver B'shogeg, how can you have a hora'ah b'mezid? Isn't this a new hora'ah? When he does the Aver B'shogeg, shouldn't that be considered a new hora'ah? That's the Kasha of Tos says, but according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that we said before, the middle of the three shitos that we said, that we're not talking about where he took something that he knew was a davar aser. We're talking about over here where he took something that he thought was shuman and he didn't realize that it was even chaylev in the first place. So then it didn't involve a hora at all. His whole act b'shogeg was so b'shogeg he didn't even realize what he was doing. So that certainly such an act is not automatically bound up with a hora'ah. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So a person, in order to be chayiv the Kohen Gadol, in order to be chayiv the Par Kohen Mashiach, needs to do the hora'ah b'shogeg as well as the Avera b'shogeg. Says the Gemara, shogeg vasa shogeg mevi par pshita. So the first case is overly obvious, that if everything is b'shogeg, he brings a par. Of course, that's exactly what the Chumash was talking about. Tosos is bothered that we already had a discussion about, we already had a similar Mishnah in the first parak. Interestingly though, over there, when we were talking about the par on Dovr Shel Tzibur, when we said that they're only going to be chayiv if the hora was b'shogeg and people did it b'shogeg, the Gemara never asked pshita. L'chor, it's just as pshita over there as it is over here. Why didn't we ask pshita over there? So he says, v'tzorach lomar agav detana hacha tahasam lekel deshnuye kedahacha dehechi salkadai tachlemer dekulu sanhedrin shachu meizetam horu. So he says, because we mention it over here. Over there, we mention it agav over here, meaning the fact that that it's mentioned over here. Whatever our answer is going to be over here, so we try to keep the mishnayos parallel to each other. So it's taught agav our mishnah. So that's why we're not going to ask the question over there. Once you have reason for one of the mishnayos to have it, so that's good enough. So so the Gemara asks, Pshita, isn't it obvious? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Also, the Be'er Sheva explains different. He says that the fact that you need helen for the tzibur and for the kohen gadol, that is there's a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos and Davnun Amud Aleph that tells us that it's normal for the Tana to say over dinim that are explicit in the Torah. It's abnormal for a Tana to say over dinim that are obvious and aren't explicit in the Torah. That which is explicit in the Torah, the Mishnah is very often try to show you that they're building on explicit psukim. So they'll say over dinim that are explicit in the Torah. So over here, it could be the Tana when it talks about the Param Dovah Shel Tzibor, that's something that's explicit in the Torah. So the Gemara is not going to ask Pshita. It's okay. The Pasuk says, I'm called Das Yisrael Yishku, that they do with Bishogeg. By the Mashiach, it's never Mefurish in the Torah that he's Shogeg in both Torah and Nimaisa. So since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, but it is obvious that that's what the whole Parsha is talking about, that's why we ask Pshita. It's ironic that we're not going to ask Pshita on that which is more explicit. We'll ask Pshita on that which is less explicit in the Torah. That's how the Be'er Sheva says. But anyway, in our case, it's certainly Pshita. So Amar Abaye, Hachamayaskinan, Kigon Shahora V'Shachach Meizetam Hora. Case is, he gave a Hora'a, and then he forgot the logic of his Hora'a. And then at the time that he's doing the Aveira, he says, I am doing this, I'll das the Hora'a that I gave before. So one might have thought, since if someone were to tell him what his logic was, maybe now he would backtrack, so therefore it should be like a mezid v'lo l'chayiv, and he shouldn't be chayiv. Therefore comes to tell me that no, he's still chayiv. Since it was b'shogeg at the time that he did the Aveira, even though it wasn't that strongly connected to his Psak, in that he no longer remembered the basis for his Psak, but he did remember his Psak, so his action, if you recall before, we said the action needs to be connected to his Psak. It is connected to his Psak in that he was doing this based on his Psak, he just didn't remember the logic. He didn't remember the underlying logic of his Psak. So he wasn't doing it based on the logic of his Psak, he was doing it based on what he once said. A lot of times posts can work that way. They work out an issue very carefully, and they know that for the, you know, anytime they're asked about that issue, they arrive at a conclusion, and for years they go and they're saying the same answer to that same question that they keep on being asked. They don't always remember every single detail of how they arrived at their conclusion. They don't remember how they did the cheshbon, but they rely on the fact that they did the cheshbon once, and they know they don't know what the cheshbon was, but they know that it was a valid cheshbon at the time that they did it, and they go and they say over the psak. It's very hard to remember by every psak halacha exactly what the entire cheshbon was, A to Z. Okay, mezid v'asah shogeg. The Mishnah went on to say if he issued the hora b'mezid, but the avera was done with shogeg, so then he's going to be potter. So minan imili. How do we know that that's true? That's a tremendous chiddush that he doesn't have avera b'shogeg, is going to be completely potter, no carbon whatsoever. So where do we get that from? The Tan Rabban on la ashmasa am hare mashiach kitzibur. It says la ashmasa am. Remember when we read the pasuk, we said la ashmasa am. That was a strange phrase. It was thrown in there in the middle of the pasuk. So we're darshan from la ashmasa am that a Mashiach, Kohen Mashiach, has the same din like a Tzibur in regards to the Param Dovah Shel Tzibur. They're very similar dinim. V'alo dinu, Tzibur motzi mechal yachid, Mashiach motzi mechal yachid. Just like the Tzibur has different dinim than a yachid who doesn't have Erev B'Shogeg, and we know Mashiach also has different dinim than a yachid who doesn't have Erev B'Shogeg. So it makes sense to make the following comparison. Just like a tzibur is only going to be chayiv if there's a erroneous psak b'shogeg, and the aver itself is done b'shogeg, so too kol mashiach is only going to be chayiv if there's helam davar and shugas maisa. So that's how we know that both parts have to be b'shogeg, both the psak, the hora, and the maisa have to be b'shogeg. We learn it out from paralam davar shel tzibur, the comparison to tzibur. Or maybe you should say, no, why are you comparing the Kohen Mashiach to a Tzibur? I'll tell you what's more likely, what's more logical to compare him to, is a Nasi. Nasi motzi mechal yachid, or Mashiach motzi mechal yachid. A melech has different rules than an individual. So just like a Nasi is motzi mechal yachid, if you look at Rashi, Nasi motzi mechal yachid, de bechal im nefesh achas hu, motzi mechal di yachid mevi kisvo si'ira, benasi mevi si'ir. They bring different types of animals when they do an aver b'shogeg. They both bring korban chatas, but a regular person brings a kisva o si'ira, and a nasi, a melech, brings a si'ir when he does an avera b'shogeg. So you see that a nasi is different than a yachid, and a kohen mashuach is different than a yachid. So maybe you should say, ma nasi mevi b'shigas maisa below elam davar. Now a melech, a nasi, brings his korban of the si'ir by a regular shogeg, nothing to do with the horah. No one had to issue any psak. No, it's just a regular shogeg that everybody else brings a kisvo seir. He brings a seir. So maybe you should say that we should learn the halachos of kohen gadol from that. Maybe you should say af mashiach. Maybe b'shigas ma'isa below helm davar that the kohen mashiach also should bring b'shigas ma'isa even without any erroneous psak. Just he doesn't have a b'shogeg. He should bring his karban, his special karban. So says the Gemara, which way should you go? You have three dinim over here. You have and two of them we know what the din is. One of them we don't know what the din is. Right? We know what the din is by a tzibur. We know what the din is by a nasi. We don't know what the din is by a kohen mashiach. Which one should you derive the dinim of kohen mashiach from? From the tzibur or from the nasi? So says the Gemara, nirul midama. Let's see what he's more comparable to. Tzibur. Well, the Sibra we know brings a par and also does not bring an Ashram Talui. The Kohen Mashiach also brings a par and does not bring an Ashram Talui. That's a separate miut that we know in the Parsha of Ashram Talui where we explicitly exclude a Kohen Mashiach. So therefore you should say, so too, if those are the halachos of the karban that the tzibur and the Mashiach bring, so the circumstances must be similar also. Just like the circumstances for the carbon of the tzibur is only if it's helm davrim shigas maisa, af Mashiach lo yeh al helm davrim shigas maisa, so too the Kohen Gadol also, the circumstances should only be when it's helm davrim shigas maisa. Or maybe you can go in the opposite direction and say that the Kohen Gadol really is more similar to the Melech. That Nasi may be Si'ira b'avodas kochavim u'mevi asham vadai. That Nasi does bring a Si'ira for avodah zara and he brings an asham vadai. U'mashiach may be Si'ira b'avodas kochavim u'mevi asham vadai. A Mashiach brings a Si'ira for avodah zara and also an asham vadai. So in that way the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi are more similar to each other. Ma Nasi, and therefore you should say the circumstances of the Rechiv should be the same as well. Ma Nasi may be b'shigas maisa, af Mashiach may be b'shigas maisa. So just like a Nasi brings a karban when he does a regular Aver b'shogik, so maybe you should say the same thing is true of the Kohen Gadol. Regular Aver b'shogik, that should be the circumstances of his karban. So again, we're stuck. Which one should you compare the Kohen Mashiach to? Should you compare him to the Tzibur, or should you compare him to the Nasi? So Tamalom al-Hashmas ha'am, Harehu Mashiach k'tzibur. That's what the Pasuk al-Hashmas ha'am comes to teach me, to tell me that he is like the Am, he is like the Tzibur. And therefore, just like the tzibur only brings a karban when there is a horah of b'shogeg plus a ma'isa b'shogeg, af Mashiach inu mevi alam davarim shigas ma'isa. So too, the Kohen Gadol only brings when it was a horah of b'shogeg and the avera was b'shogeg. Ema mat tzibur horah va'asu achrav b'horah aso chayavin. Af Mashiach kishor v'asu achrav b'horaso yechayiv. But wait a second, if you're really going to compare it to the tzibur, to the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur, the way the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibur works is that Beis Din has to issue a psak, and it's not they who follow their own psak that's necessary. What's necessary is that others have to follow their psak in order for the Beis Din to be chayiv. Maybe you should say the same thing about the Kohen Gadol, that in order for the Kohen Gadol to be chayiv to bring his par, it has to be that he issues a psak and other people follow his psak, not that he follows his psak. Tamalomar v'yikriv al chataso asher chata. That's why the Pasuk says, no, he brings his carbon for his sin. That it's his sin that he brings the carbon for, not the sins of other people. Other people following his psak is not the what generates his chiyuv carbon. Fine. Amar Mar, we said before, Mashiach bepar ve'ein mevi asham talui. Minale de'ein mevi asham talui. We said that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an asham talui. Asham talui is normally a situation where if it was a vada, you would bring a korban chatas when you're mesupuk. Whether you did that aveira, you bring an asham talui. That if I knew for sure that I had eaten chelev b'shogeg, I bring a korban chatas. If I'm a supuk, if I ate chelev or shomen, and I'm not sure which one I did eat, but I know for sure I ate one of them, so then I bring an asham talui. So why is it? Where do we know that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an asham talui when he does an avera? in the Parsha of Alam Talay, it says the Kohen will be mechaper for him for the shogeg that he was shogeg, mish achatasu v'shigigasu shava, which means that his avera and his shogeg are the same. Yatz Mashiach she'in shigigasu v'chatasu shava, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach who doesn't have a parallel between the chatas and the shogeg. Meaning in dechsiv lashmas ha'am harei Mashiach tzibor, because it says lashmas ha'am, that tells me that the Mashiach is like a tzibor, meaning that it has to be that if it was all shigas maisa, that a yachid would be chayiv a carbon chatas for it. So in that case, he's going to bring an asham taloi. But when you're talking about a person when he does b'shigas maisa would not bring a carbon chatas, so then you don't bring an asham taloi for such an avera. And the koy Mashiach doesn't bring a regular chatas for shigas maisa, the male is excluded from asham taloi as well. Lashmasa am al kark lo kamerlei. So frankly, Gemara lashmasa am. That's how can you use the drush of Lashmas Ha'am in this discussion in relation to Nashem Taloi? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, Kolomar, mi Lashmas Ha'am kamer denafka leidein chatasa v'shigasa shava de Mashiach k'tzibor. From Lashmas Ha'am, we're showing that the Kohen Mashiach has a din of a tzibor. V'akati lo kamalei hekish Lashmas Ha'am. It must be that this discussion takes place before we realize that, before we make that connection to Lashmas Ha'am. Tadayin lo huam ad Lashmas Ha'am b'mekomo. Da ka'amar, afagav di ilu lo nemer Lashmas Ha'am. Because what we're trying to say is that even without a Shmas Ha'am, we'd be able to learn on our own that a Mashiach needs Helam Davar with Shigas Maisa, a Kitzibur. The Kamer near Lemidome. And we said, well, let's see which one is more comparable to. Tzibur Beparve in Mavin Ashim Talui, Mashiach Beparve in Mavi Ashim Talui. Binyan Zehu Dome, Mashiach Kitzibur. That one, meaning the Gemara said that the Kohen Gadol is more like the Tzibur in the sense that neither of them bring an Asham Talui. And that's before we actually came to the Drasha of the Ashmas Ha'am to tell me that the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur. If you recall, the way this whole Amud went was we said, okay, let's analyze. What's the Kohen Gadol more like? Is he more like the Tzibur or is he more like the Nasi? In that analysis, we said, oh, well, in some sense, he's more like the Tzibur because he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. And then at the end, we said, you know what? It could go either way. You need a special pasuk to tell me that he's more like the Tzibur. What's that pasuk? Liashmas Ha'am. That implies that the whole preceding discussion was before we realized that the pasuk comes to tell him, to tell us that the Kohen Gadol is like the Tzibur. Now we're going back and questioning the logic of that discussion that preceded the pasuk of Liashmas Ha'am, that preceded our knowledge of how to use that pasuk of Liashmas Ha'am. The logic of that discussion can't rely on the Ashmas Ha'am. That just doesn't make sense. So says the Gemara, yeah, it's backwards. El Asham Kedin Asfa. When we threw in the word, that phrase, in that preceding discussion, it was a little bit of foreshadowing. Meaning, when we're trying to compare the Kohen Gadol to the Tzibur, saying that they're both don't bring an Asham Taloi, that was just thrown in there as extra. But that's that Enochinami could not have been assumed before we knew the phrase of the Ashmas Ha'am. Fine, that's the... That's the end of that discussion. New Mishnah. Horu b'fnei atzmo, va'asa b'fnei atzmo, mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo. If he issues a psak on his own, the Kohen Mashiach on his own, as a single renegade goes and issues a psak, and he does the avera b'fnei atzmo, so he gets a kapara b'fnei atzmo. His kapara will be achieved b'fnei atzmo. If you look at Rashi, what's the case? Horu Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Mashiach issues a psak halacha b'fnei atzmo, kigon demaru b'trei yisurei, bezin b'chelev u'b'avod zara. Bezin gave us some sort of psak about chelev, he gave a psak about avod zara, he does his own psak based on his own psak, he does his own avera based on his own psak, so he brings his own par. Hora im atzibur va'as im atzibur nischapelo matzibur. But if his psak was at the same time that Bezin was giving their psak, and it was the same psak, both he and the Bezin were both matir chelev, and he goes and does that avera, so then he gets the same kapara with the rest of the tzibur. There's no need for him to have a separate par koin mashuach. He's then included with the rest of the tzibur. Shein Bezin chayav not shiyoru levatal mitzvos of the kayim mitzvos. Bezin is not chayiv until their psak halacha is just a partial uprooting of what it says in the Torah. V'chein haMashiach, and the same is true when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach. V'lo ba'avodas kochav matshiyor levatam mitzvos l'kayim mitzvos. The same with avodah zarah. When you bring the seer of avodah zarah, also it can't be that he says ein avodah zarah b'Torah. It has to be that he says that a particular detail of avodah zarah being mishtachvet to this particular avodah zarah, whatever it is not going to be a problem. Okay, says the Gemara. Minani miri. How do I know that this is true? That if he's hora imat tzibur, that takes away his own chiyuv, and then he just becomes part of the tzibur like everybody else who gets kapara with paral davar shel tzibur. The Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hora imat tzibur va'asim tzibur yachli yavi parli atzmo. If he issues the psak with the tzibur and he does together with the tzibur, so you might think he still brings his own par koin meshuach. Vidinu, and the truth is that would be logical. Nasi motzi mechal yachid and Mashiach motzi mechal yachid. There are two individuals that rise above the normal status of the yachid, and they are the nasi and the kohen gadol. So man nasi chatem b'fnei atzmo, maybe b'fnei atzmo, chatem atzibor mischapel amatzibor. Af Mashiach chatem b'fnei atzmo, maybe b'fnei atzmo, chatem atzibor mischapel amatzibor. So just like a nasi, if he does the avera on his own, he brings his own carbon, but if he does the avera with the tzibor, he gets the same kapara together with the rest of the tzibur. Same should be true about the Kohen Mashiach. He does the Avera on his own, he brings his own par. He does the Avera together with the rest of the tzibur, he's going to have to get a kapara. He'll get his kapara with the rest of the tzibur, with the par on davar shel tzibur. Allah, maybe you should say not so. Maybe the Nasi is more prone to achieve Kapara with the rest of the Tzibur, because we find that in Yom Kippur, on the day of Kapara, the Nasi's Kapara is bound up with the Tzibur's Kapara. Nasi is not singled out in Yom Kippur. You know who is singled out in Yom Kippur? Kohen Gadol is singled out in Yom Kippur. So we see that he rises above the Tzibur on Yom Kippurim. So maybe that's just a reflection of the idea that even in general, he's not considered part of the tzibur. Tomer b'Mashiach, shein mischapel lo matzibur b'yom kippurim. Should you then necessarily apply that same din to a kohen Mashiach who does not have the kapara with the tzibur in Yom Kippur? He has to bring on his own carbon for himself, for his family. Totally different than the carbonos that are for the tzibur. Hol vein mischapel lo matzibur b'yom kippurim yachol yavi par liatzmo. So I might think he should bring his own par. Tamal omar al chataso asher chata. That's why the pasuk says al chataso asher chata. Haketzad, what does that mean? Chata bifnei atzmo, maybe bifnei atzmo. When he did the avera on his own, good, then he brings the carbon on his own. Then he is on his own for his own par. Chata imatzibor, mischapelo matzibor. That's why it says that, but we also learn that if he does the avera with the tzibor, then he achieves kapara together with the tzibor. Frak the Gemara hechidami. Hechidami that what? That when a Kohen Mashiach gives a hora'ah on his own, that he's mischaper b'fnei atzmo, that if he gives a hora'ah on his own, different than the hora'ah that Beis Din gave, that he gets his own kapara. So how do we know this? So Gemara is going to have several suggestions. Number one, ilema duhu mufla v'heim einan mufla'in. So again, this you got to go back to the beginning of today's shir where we discussed all of these halachas. So if you want to say that he's a mufla and the Beis Din are not mufla'in, that he's a major posek, and the Beis Din is not muflain, pshita d'mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo, hora d'luhun v'lo klum. Then obviously he brings his own power and he doesn't have to worry about paral davar shel tzibur, because if the Beis Din aren't experts, then there is no paral davar shel tzibur. Their hora'ah is an invalid hora'ah to begin with. He's the only one that ever issued a hora'ah, if he's the one that's mufla and they're not. Ubaya sui kisvos ira kol chad v'chad. And the rest of Klal Yisrael is going to have to bring a regular karmel chattas. There's not going to be a paral davar shel tzibur. V'idi inun muflan. If it's the reverse, the Beis Din was mufla, he's not. Then why would he bring a par kohen Mashiach? His hora'ah was invalid. You only bring a par kohen Mashiach when you have a valid hora'ah and then an aver b'shogeg based on that. Some Rav Papa says paslulid number three kigon choyim muflin shnehem. Both the Beis Din and he were mufla. Sav Rabbi Lemeimer chata b'fnei atzmo va'asa b'fnei atzmo hechidami. So Rabbi wanted to say that what does it mean that he gives the hora'ah, he does the aver by himself and therefore brings everything, brings the kapara for himself. The yasvi b'shnei mekamos, the kamor betrays suri. That the case is the Beis Din and the kohen are in two different places, paskening about two different things. He's paskening about chelev, they're paskening about avodah zarah, vice versa. Amrle Rava. So Rava says that's what you need to have, that they're in two different places. Atu shnei makamos gormin. Who cares where they are? Elafil yasli b'chad makom. L'kimin t'kamor b'trei surich atu b'fnei atzmahu. The definition of him sinning on his own, doing everything on his own, is that they're talking about different topics, that they're not discussing the same topic. Beis Din does not issue the same psak that he issues. It has nothing to do with where they are. You don't need shnei makamos. Good. Now the question is, what's going to be called on his own? How different does his psak have to be from the psak of the Beis Din for us to say that what he's doing is on his own and is unrelated to the Beis Din? Because again, this makes a huge difference. If he's just tagging along, doing the same thing as the Beis Din, he's not going to bring his own par. He's going to go along with the rest of the tzibur. But if he's issuing his own psak that's totally different than the Beis Din, that's where he's going to be eligible to bring his own par koyim Mashiach. So if he paskins about chaylev and they paskin about avodah zarah, so that's a pretty easy one, right? That's very clear. They're just not talking about the same thing. They're two totally different psakim. Da chalukin b'tamayu v'chalukin b'karbanos. It's different in terms of the reasons, in terms of the psukim of chaylev and avodah zarah, learned from two different psukim, and it's also a different chi of karban. The bezin would bring a seir for the avodah zarah. He doesn't bring a seir. He would bring a par. Dehu b'par v'hein b'par v'sayir. Da hakamaisu hani. So Beis Din is bringing the seir, he's not. So there, it's very, very clear that they're in two different planets in terms of the psak halacha. Now, certainly, if it were the reverse, he was the one passing about avodah zarah, and they were about chaylev. The chalukin b'karbanosayin, where they're chalukin their karbanos, but not just chalukin their karbanos, they're chalukin b'karbanosayin legamri to who seir of the inupar. Because then it's not even that there's one karban that they bring that's similar and another one that's not. It's just that the halach would be he would bring only a seir, not a par, and they would bring only a par and not a seir. So those would be obvious cases that we would easily label them as they're talking about two totally different things, and he certainly does not go along with the tzibur in those cases. But what if they paskin about different chelevs? He paskins about the chelev on the kerev, they paskin about the chelev on the dakin. Then what's the din? Miyar mina nafagav the carbon shava. Do we say that even though they bring the same carbon, given them a trey kroykasu, since they're talking about two different halachos, hapligin b'tamayu, and therefore it's different in terms of the basis of it, odil mashem chelev echaruhu, or do we say no, they both paskin about chelev, and therefore if he does an avera of chelev at the same time, the whole tzibur is doing an avera of chelev based on the psak of a bezin, he just schleps along with the rest of the tzibur, even though his avera of chelev was a different avera of chelev than everybody else's, because he was doing it based on his psak, which was a different type of chelev. So imtim salomar shem chelev echad hu, and if you want to say that, oh, chelev is chelev, it's all the same psak, hu b'chelev ein b'dam nahu. What if he's chote b'chelev and they are with dam? Mi amin b'tamayu ha'palginan, adum l'kim d'sham b'karbon b'asar karbon azlinan. Do we look at the karbon and say that it would be the same karbon, or do we say, no, it's two totally different yisurim. Everyone else is sinning b'dam, he's sinning b'chelev, totally different. Teikus l'gmar leaves that unresolved. As we pointed out, Beis Din is only going to be chayiv if their hora was to be mevatel mitzvahs and to be mekayim mitzvahs, right? Not to totally uproot a law from the Torah. They have to partially maintain the law from the Torah and just change some of the details. So minalan da'at shiur levatel mitzvahs lekayim mitzvahs. Where do we know that from? Kedamrin beidach pirkin v'nelam davar davar lo kalagov. See previous parak, right? We have the same lashon of v'nelam davar. So by koyim Mashiach also v'nelam davar tells me that if you forget part of it, but not if he totally uproots the entire mitzvah. If he says Ein Shabbos b'Torah, that's ridiculous. That would not be included in the category of the Parkoy Mashiach. V'chein Mashiach minalan t'chsiv l'ashmas ha'am harei Mashiach k'tzibur. How do we know to associate the Mashiach with all of the halachas that we learned in the previous parak about the details of the pesach of the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur? It doesn't actually use all those same lashonos by the Parkoy Mashiach. I misspoke a second ago. It doesn't actually use all the same lashonos in the Torah to describe the Kohen Gadol doing the Avera as it does to describe the Tzibur doing the Avera. It's just that it says by the Kohen Gadol, La Ashmas Ha'am. So that teaches us that the Mashiach has the same din as the Tzibur. So look back at all the dinim of the Tzibur and apply of the Parahem Lover Shel Tzibur and apply that to the Par Kohen Mashiach. Right, what did the Mishnah say? That it's loba avodas kachavim. Also, it has to be a partial bittul, partial kiyum. How do we know that? From the Torah Rabbanon. Since Avodah Zarah has its own halacha, in terms of you bring your own carbon by Avodah Zarah, it's a different carbon than the rest of you. There's a seer by Avodah Zarah that you don't have by the other Averos. So I might think that when the Hora'ah is about Avodah Zarah, it doesn't play by the rules of the Hora'ah for anything else. The Hora'ah is for anything else can't be. You're saying ain't Shabbos b'Torah, ain't whatever in the Torah, but by Avodah Zarah, maybe if you say ain't Avodah Zarah b'Torah, you're still chayv that carbon. Nemar kan me'enei, v'nemar lahalan me'enei. That's why the pasuk says over here me'enei, the pasuk says over there me'enei, ma'lahalan be'bezdin, af kan nami be'bezdin. We link Avodah Zarah to all of the other halachos, that just like the other halachos have to be be'bezdin, so too Avodah Zarah has to be be'bezdin, ma'lahalan dover v'lo kalaguf, af kan nami dover v'lo kalaguf. And just like the hora'ah about any other isra in the Torah has to be something that's not uprooting the entire chapter from the Torah, the entire mitzvah from the Torah, it's just about a detail. So to be Avodah Zarah, it has to be just about a detail, not uprooting everything in the Torah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.